talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Man, I don't even know where to start today, but we'll just go ahead and start with the weather. I got so much going on. Looks like we have a really good chance of rain. Looks like it's starting to develop right now over our listening areas, especially up north and west of here, right along the Texas, Oklahoma panhandle. And believe me, those guys need it. It'd be so awesome if they got a rain there where the Durham fire was right now. Got a really good half inch to one inch rain, and that place would be starting to green up in a week or two. Just something to hold that sand up there. But currently, it's 65 degrees. Winds are out of south at 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 27. Humidity is 31%, and I will have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you here in just a minute. Well, I got a lot going on today, and I apologize, I'm kind of hyper today. Let's start out with the Ouachita River Complex fire update. Right now, as of this morning, the latest report that I've got, I know that the Oklahoma Forestry Department has taken over the Oklahoma side of the fire, and it's 55% contained. They had some flare-ups there yesterday afternoon with that wind and low humidity and stuff, and I think everything's good as it can be. But the outpour for people helping is unreal. I just don't know what to say. I kind of start breaking up when I talk about it. I'm kind of sentimental to bad things happening and good people coming to the rescue. But so far, my understanding, I just was texting with Jennifer York. She's at the over the Durham hay drop, and they already dispersed what arrived yesterday. I don't have no clue how much arrived yesterday, but I know it was quite a bit. There was 2 to 4 semi loads come from right here where I know of, people that I know of, which I'll mention their name here shortly. And then my wife was at Woodward at the farm and home show up there, and she was in her motel room, and she took me videos of semi-loads of hay coming by her room. So I help. There's no telling. But a lot of help going on. Got a new one to add to the list that I had yesterday on the... give me a second. I got so much information. The list of people that I told you guys about yesterday, the Roll Grain and Feed at Roll out of Cheyenne, the Smith Ag Center, Sayre Co-op in Sayre, Elk City Farmers Co-op in Elk City, Atwoods and Elk City, Hobart Farm and Garden. What I want to add, one that I know of that I've spoken personally with, Mangum Feed and Grain in Mangum, Oklahoma, Clint down there. Their number is 580-471-9290, and he donated himself 2 pallets of cake. Thank you so much, sir. And I had Britton Farms and Rhinovac here in Elk City. Britton Farms are at Willow. They bought two pallets. And we have a total of 8 pallets, I think, already donated. Full pallets. People buy half a pallet and somebody add another half a pallet. I don't know how much was bought at Atwoods, but they said there was a bunch set aside up there. And next week I'll have a list of all those people that donated just so we can thank you. And if they want to be thanked. And it's very heartwarming. And we're going to, like I said, tomorrow at 10 o'clock, right there on 183 going north into Sayre from the highway there, Flying J truck stop, right there next to the Sayre Park. We're going to meet there at 10 o'clock in a convoy tomorrow with hay and cake. And we're going to take off, and we're going to go through Cheyenne and roll and head that back away. Some of us are going to the Hitchin Post, and some of us are going to the Durham drop site. There's another one in Allison, and shortly after this next break, I will give you directions to, it's not very far from Allison, Texas, where there's another drop zone. Those are the only three that are officially confirmed with me, so that's the only ones I'm going to talk about because they are officially confirmed. And just big thank you, Brian Silk, Bandy Silk, JD, Jack, Jake. Missing somebody in there. But Brandon Easter's hauling it for us, and so is Jake Dameron's used his truck, and I'm sure JD's using his. And that's just from the Sayre Delhi area. And thank you so much for that. Mandel Gredeman from Canute, Oklahoma. He's also the banker over here at Sayre at Great Plains Bank. He bought a load of hay and is paying for the trucking to have the trucking company haul it up there Monday. I mean, it just I'm going to miss some people, and I don't mean to, but there's a lot on the plate when it comes to this. And we got and down at Willow, I was telling you guys yesterday, Richard Hood, they have a drop zone there at the Brinkman elevators there on the west side of the highway there. You know, they thought they was going to get 20 or 30 bales there. There's 97 of them, and we're loading them all up on trucks this afternoon to take to the fire tomorrow. And thank you, Craig Clark, Richard Hood. I don't know who else donated. Like I said, I'll get this list together and make sure I mention everybody. But thank you so much, because 100 bales of hay is a lot. And right now, it's tough as the drought's going on, and everybody needs their hay. But you know what? Farmers and ranchers will give their shirt off their back, and that's what they're doing with this hay and all these other individual peoples. This is the story that I showed my boss yesterday, that I got a message from this gentleman here in Elk City. His name is Michael Freeman, and he said, I just purchased $200 a cake at the Farmers Co-op in Elk City for the Durham farmers and ranchers. They said you would come by and pick everything up on Saturday. We don't know each other, but I listen to you as much as I can on the show. And thank you. I mean, just people you don't know, just doing great things. And I love farmers and ranchers. That's why I like doing this. But we got Bandy Silk and Chad Ripto and Bradley Britton and Nelson and Brandon Easter. This is just a group of guys that I know that we're just going to help. We're not no fame or nothing like that. That's not what we're after. I text them all, and it's led into this, and I have the power of radio to hopefully help us. And thank you for Jennifer York, and I think the other drop zone's Roger Haven. I got it wrote down here. Hang on here a second. But you guys, you're wonderful. Yes, no, John Haven, not Roger. He is the one that's south of the Hitchin Post. This is one of the official drop zones. If you got more hay, you guys are listening out there, you need to get a hold of someone to know where it's going. John Haven is in the drop zone south of the Hitchin Post, and it's 580-497-7061. Jennifer York, that's who I was just texting with here. Her number is 580-210-6321. And what I'm asking out there, if somebody knows that's listening up there, I got a lot of friends up there, but I hate bugging them too much. Is there anything we can do to help right now? Does any of the volunteer fire departments at Durham and Crawford and Allison and Roe, right in that general area, a lot of those guys that are on the fire department, they ranch there. Is there anything special or important that we need to do for those guys? Because they was doing two things at once, helping save everybody else's place and getting their place burned up at the same time. I don't know all this information, but I would love for somebody to text in on the KECO Ag text line at 580-225-9697 and let us know if there's something special somebody needs up there besides hay and cake, and we'll try to get it done because we love our people up there. And Jennifer said thanks for all the help, and help keeping people aware of what's going on. We appreciate you, but Jennifer, you don't know how much we appreciate you. Power radio goes a long ways, but it ain't me. It's you guys that are up there living in that monster that happened the other day. So anyway, when we get back, I'll be a little better organized for the next segment. So we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma.
Is being an agent for Farm Bureau Insurance similar to farming in a sense?
Oh, very much so. You know, I think you've heard me say all the time, I'm available anytime. And I think in the farming world, you're available anytime. You know, you work long hours. You don't ever know what you're going to be doing the next day. You may wake up in the morning and think, I'm going to go plow, and someone calls and says, hey, your cows are out. And insurance is that way a lot. You know, I may come to the office and think, well, today I've got to get this done, and a storm hits the night before and your gears change and you're taking care of your customers. Farm work is hard. You know, people talk about, you know, farming and crops and things like that. That's a gamble. You know, we do crop insurance here, and I try to help secure their assets on that part of it. So that's just another phase of what we do to try to help our farming community. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Red Angus offers superior marbling. One of the top breeds for marbling, yes.
If a steak has marbling, it means what?
It's going to be tender and it's going to taste good.
That's where the flavor comes. That's right. Where the tenderness comes, right?
Yes. Good steak. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Humidity's 31, south winds 21 miles an hour, gusting up to 29 right now, and I will have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up here pretty soon. Jennifer York just texted me a while ago. I just forgot to read this part. Anyway, she said they just got another load that should be coming in any minute, courtesy of Danny Teal and Chucky Hurt. And they got another load coming from Larry Rue. She didn't know for sure how to spell that last name, so it'll be fine. And then we got another text on the text line. Jimmy, it's Lawrence Ferris. I will donate $300 to that fire. Tell me how to get it to you. I'll get with you after the show. Thank you so much. Anyway, we'll go with that. Also, I'm going to read those vendors off where people can donate by buying cake or whatever they want from these feed stores. Again, like I said, I just added Mangum feed and grain to it. Don't get me wrong. There's lots of feed stores out there. You can donate to whatever feed store you want to, make a money disbursement for cake, however you want to, any feed store. Just got to let us know where it's at and we'll come pick it up. This is just the people that I name off here later on in the show. This is the people I've talked to, so they know what's going on. There's not enough time in the day for me to call every feed store in our listening area, because we had a big listening store. We're trying to help as much as we can. If there's somebody else that you guys know that's doing that and want me to announce it on the show, please feel free to text in. Text me on the text line at 580-225-9697, and I will let everybody know. That's what we're trying to do here. Let everybody know what's going on. And I'm trying to not to put out any fake news out there. And I already did a little bit on one. And luckily, Carl Billy straightened me right up. And I thought it was the Oklahoma National Guard airplane out there spraying from some pictures that the lady that lives out there gave me permission to use. And there was it was actually the Texas Forestry Department. So I corrected it, and I apologize for that misdeal. But anyway, I'm not perfect. I'm a human, and I'm sure not a professional reporter. But anyway, let's go with the markets. Let's head it up with the let me update everything since I've been talking for the last 15 minutes. Let's see what's happening in the market. All right, oil's below $99. Good deal. And then live cattle. Looks like everything's down, but just a little bit. So we'll just call it steady to down just a hair. April on live cattle, 139.07. June, 136.05. August, 137.22. Live cattle, 144.15. On feeder cattle for April, 160.95. May, 165.85. Lean hogs, April, 101.37 down. May is up at 113.75, and June on the lean hogs is also up at 120.95. Let's see what the good old cotton's doing. May cotton is at 135.6, so it's hanging in there. And let's do the cash grain prices in Oklahoma. Come on, baby, fire up. There we go. Hard red winter wheat is at $9.58 a bushel. Corn is at $7.46 a bushel. Milo's at $7.14 a bushel. And soybeans are at $15.05 a bushel. So there's your grain prices. Well, let's see what's happening out there because of all these prices. Soybean and corn futures fell overnight while wheat futures jumped as traders digest yesterday's prospective plantings report. And I got an article I'm going to go over with you here in just a little bit on that. The USDA said it now expects soybean planting to top corn sowing this year, while wheat planting is forecast to increase slightly. Soybean area will total a record 91 million acres this year. That's up 4% from last year. The USDA reported corn planting is forecasted at 89.5 million acres, and that's down 4%. So it's an even swap there. Wheat seeding is now seen at 47.4 million acres, up 1% from 2021. The government said if realized, that would be the fifth smallest wheat area since record keeping began in 1919. Cotton area is estimated at 12.2 million acres, which would be 9% increase from the previous year. The USDA also released its grain stocks reports, which showed that corn in storage at the start of March totaled 7.85 billion bushels, and that's up 2% year over year. Soybeans in storage were reported at 1.93 billion bushels. That's 24% increase from March 1st of 2021. Wheat stockpiles at the start of the last month came in at 1.2 billion bushels, a 22% decline year over year. Soybean futures for May delivery fell 9.5 cents to $16.08 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal fell 30 cents to $467.20 a short ton, and soybean oil futures dropped 0.62 cents to $0.6932 a pound. Corn futures fell 4.25 to $7.44 a bushel. Wheat for May delivery rose 15.5 cents to $10.21.5 cents a bushel in Chicago, while Kansas City futures gained 12.25 cents to $10.42 a bushel across there. Sales of corn and wheat for overseas delivery fell week to week, while soybean sales improved, according to the USDA. How about that? USDA. Corn sales in 7 days that ended on March 24th totaled 636,900 metric tons. That's down 35% from the previous week, 53% from the prior four-week average. Japan, 217,800 metric tons headed towards them. Colombia in for 103,800. Mexico purchased 86,000 tons. Vietnam took 69,300 tons. And Taiwan came in last place there at 66,000 tons. Kind of like a NASCAR race. Anyway, the total would have been higher, but here we go. An unnamed country canceled cargoes of 74,300 tons. Lebanon nixed some shipments of 50,000 tons, and China canceled contracts at 18,400 tons. Sales for 2022-23 marketing year totaled 286,800 metric tons. Exports for the week was up at 26% to 1.88 million tons. Wheat sales also fell, dropping 39% from the previous week and 58% from the average to 95,000 metric tons. South Korea took 45,000 metric tons, Mexico coming in there at 30,500, Guatemala in there for 29,800, Colombia 27,000 tons, and El Salvador come in there last place, 18,800 tons. An unknown destination canceled shipments of 60,800 tons, and Nigeria stopped an order for 15,900 tons, according to the USDA. Sales for 2022-23 marketing year was reported at 81,300 tons. Exports for the week fell 5% to 349,000. Soybean sales, meanwhile, surged to 1.3 million metric tons, up noticeably from the previous week and 11% above average. Sales for the next marketing year total 54,000 tons already for soybeans, and that's up 22%. So far, 670,000 tons have been sold. So they got freeze warnings in parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas, Illinois, Missouri, according to the National Weather Service. And in central and southern Missouri, temperatures overnight fell as low as 27%. Hope they didn't have their tomato plants out, because I can tell you what happens at 27 degrees. It's not good. The freeze warning is in effect to the area till this morning and again tonight. Guess what it says? Frost and freeze conditions will kill crops, other sensitive vegetation, and will probably damage unprotected outdoor plumbing, in case somebody had their drain hooked up to their cleaning table for crappie. Because, you know, the dogwoods are blooming. You know what that means. Crappie you're biting somewhere. And that gentleman that donated that truckload of hay that's headed to Durham right now, Brian Silk, a.k.a. Bill Dance, he's headed somewhere to go fishing for a little few hours today. And I hope he doesn't catch any, because I know he's going to rub it in my face once he starts showing me those one-pound slabbers on shooting me text. But anyway, hope they don't bite. Enjoy your time. But anyway, when I come back, I got some updates for me from the Woodward calf sale yesterday. Looks like they had over almost 3,000 head. Looks like the cattle are still selling good. Looks like the steers are up on the heavier weights, the middle weights, not the light weights, up a little bit. But I'll read all that off to you here coming up right after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 25th. 1,230 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 393 brought 207. 4 at 505 brought 186. 23 at 557 brought 188.50. 5 at 636 brought 164.50. 4 at 795 brought 151. 4 head of heifers at 309 brought 184. 3 at 477 brought 151. 16 at 614 brought 154. 19 at 858 brought 129.25. 6 at 1036 brought 115.50. Butcher cows were 40 to 103. Butcher bulls brought 48 to 132. Bred cows were 850 to 1585. Pairs brought 600 to 1775. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
I was trying to figure out which funny story to, or not funny story, but stupid story to talk to you guys about today, but I figured it out because I didn't figure you guys wanted to hear about Disney going with the not recognizing any gender. It's all one gender coming in there. So anyway, you get a chance, you need to read up on that. It is currently 69 degrees, 30% humidity. Southeast wind 17 miles an hour, gusting up to 22. Pretty nice day out there. It is cloudy and a little breezy, and looks like I hadn't checked the radar. Heck, let me check it. Maybe some good things are happening out there that I don't know about. Looks like it's just the moisture's moved in, nothing, maybe some sprinkles coming in, but it's developing just like they said it would, and it's developing out in the panhandle, which is good. That'll give us some rain here on the state line this way. But anyway, we'll have that Long Ranger forecast with you coming up. All right, let's see here. So this is our legal ledger brief, thankful to the Western Livestock Journal. Anyway, here's what happened. PETA buys stock in Amazon. And so People for Ethical Treatment of Animals recently purchased stock in Whole Foods' parent company, Amazon, in order to influence the grocery chain to stop humane washing foods for which hens, mother cows, and other female animals are exploited. The organization said the stock purchase will allow PETA to attend the company's annual meetings, submit shareholder resolutions, and pressure executives over Whole Foods Global Animal Partnership labels on meat, which mislead customers into believing their animals didn't suffer. The group claims sexual exploitation in rampant in animal agriculture because of speciesism or humans. Super, whatever that word is, I don't even figure out what it's the mentality that all species are inferior to our own. Oh, dude, we live in a crazy world. That's all I can tell you. the ones in Oregon I read about, I think last week or the week before, they got that bill because of AI and embryo transplants and stuff like that, that was considered raping. And they got that bill, or the, not that bill, but the, can't vote on it now. Anyway, it didn't pass. So anyway, they're working on and getting it again. So anyway, oh, man, anyway. Well, yesterday, 3,176 head come across the sale barn in Woodward. It looks like on the 328 weights on the steers, 216. On four weights, 441, average anywhere from 219 to 226. Average price was $2.20 a pound. 500 weights, this is where I thought these 500s and 600 weights were up slightly from what they've been. I could be wrong, but 521 weights was bringing anywhere from $2 to $2.17. 600 pounds, 632 average weights was bringing anywhere from 189 to 195.50 per 100 weight. 7 weights, 160 to 176.50. 800 weights, 154.75 to 165. 900 weights, 142 to 150.25. And they had some in there that weighed a little over 1,000 pounds, brought a $1.22. All right, and then we got, let me get on down here to the heifers, switch pages here. There we go. Heifers weighing 327, brought 208, 362, $2 even. 433s brought anywhere from 177 to 195. 5 weights, 524 average weight, 173 to 187. 6 weights, 623, 158 to 167. 7 weights, 140, 50 to 150, 150. And 800 weights, 807 to 888 was bringing anywhere from $1.23 to $1.43. And heifers in there weighing over 1,000 pounds was 113 a pound. And that was out there. Well, going on right now is the Elk City Livestock Auction here in Elk City. And since I brought that name up, the Elk City Livestock Barn and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Barn there on I-40 between Clinton and the Cherokee Trading Post, that's a drop zone for hay if you can't get it all the way up to Durham. So there's a drop zone there. Matter of fact, I think Brandon said he sent a couple, two or three loads yesterday. I'm sure there's more to take, and they're pushing it while the sale's going on in Elk City, hopefully. But anyway, that's a couple of the drop areas you can drop, and Brandon will take care of the trucking from there on up to the Durham, Crawford, Allison area. So, FYI. And tomorrow, sale will be going on at Hollis. Monday morning, Western Oklahoma Livestock will be having theirs east of Clinton on I-40. So, lots going on with the sale barns. Hopefully we get some rain today. I hope everybody that washed their truck this morning gets it all muddy this afternoon. I hate to be that way, but that's just the way I am. Well, what we need, according to this report from K-State, is cows smoking pot. Hemp. Let me rephrase that. Hemp. Anyway, as the movement to legalize marijuana across the country expands, many are left with confusion about the hemp plant that it comes from and other byproducts such as oils, seeds, and fibers. And I'm going to stop right there and tell you there's a company out of Missouri that's using hemp to make flooring with. And I hope to get in the next 30, 45 days that gentleman that's come up with that, I hope to get him on the show. He's responded. So, hey, that's good. They respond. If they don't respond, it's not good. But anyway, he's responded. So it should be interesting how they take hemp and make flooring with it. And hopefully nobody finds out you got that in your floor and want to come in there and smoke it or whatever. But anyway, in case of beef cattle, scientists and veterinarians are working together to study the possibility of industrial hemp as a food source. Talking on a recent Beef Cattle Institute Cattle Chat podcast, Kansas State University veterinarian Mike Glenn Hines, it's German, said it's important to define what is best tested as feed source. The plant is a cannabis sativa, I think I said that right, as defined by the USDA, is the one that has less than 0.3% of all the good stuff in it, the THC. This is considered an industrial hemp. If it's above 0.3% threshold, then it's considered marijuana. So he said, currently there's no legal precedent that industrialized hemp can be fed to animals, but he and a team of scientists are studying industrial hemp as a potential feed source. So you drive down there somewhere in the breaks south of Delhi and west of Willow, and you see cattle walk along the fence and they're swaggering, you know one of those ranchers got them to smoking that for feed. So anyway, or they'll get it. But the cattle didn't find the plant particularly palatable. We had to grind it down and mix it with something sweet with like molasses to get cattle to consume it, he said. He also said the nutrient profile of industrial hemp was variable depending on the age of the plant and the part of the plant that was consumed. Hemp seeds, for example, are really high in protein and have a nice acid profile, amino acid profile, and a decent fat content, while the stock of the plant is not very nutritious. The results, if you want to look this up, of the K-State research has been published in Nature and are available online. The researchers also recently published their results in Applied Animal Science. So there you go. Cattle and marijuana. Now everybody will start growing that again. Anyway, I want to put out a big shout out because tomorrow is the bull sale here at Elk City at the convention center. It's at 2:00. And I want to put a big shout out. I don't know if you guys go back there in the back and get your bulls loaded or if you ever bought any and stuff back there, but there's all kinds of people helping to put that bull sale on. There's too many of them, numerous. Spencer Smith, he was just in the studio this morning. Him, Ridge Lawrence, Brent Matters, Justin, the whole nine yards. But there's a lot more. I don't have my book with me upstairs. I forgot it. I told you I wasn't organized when I started the show this morning because I had a quick meeting I had to go to with City Hall down there. I thought I was getting arrested, but they let me go. There's a couple people that work back there, a father and daughter, and he's a real cowboy. If you don't believe me, ask him. Oh, Stacy Fite, he's back there helping loading, unloading cattle, bulls when they're coming and going. He runs that gate back there. But anyway, Stacy, thanks for helping out back there, and actually thanks for helping me out down there in the breaks when I need some and getting a bind. You've never said no if you could get there. But anyway, shout out to Stacy Fite, the loader back there for the big bull sale at Elk City. And that's tomorrow, 2 p.m. 2 p.m. So anyway, big shout out to Stacy Fite. And I was told not to mention his daughter, so I won't mention his daughter. Anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's on Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
From sunup till sundown, we know your irrigation equipment needs to be as hardworking as you, because we all know a farmer's job is never done. Valley is your strength in the field. We're the everyman brand. No matter your operational setup, we have the irrigation equipment and technology to move you forward. Valley products are built to last, easy to operate, and ahead of the curve. Durable, reliable, and built tough. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale last Tuesday, March the 29th, we sold 916 cows, bulls, and calves. Thursday, March the 31st, we sold 3,176 calves and feeders for a total of 4,092 cattle for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 80 up to 92. Thin cows bring 60 to 84. Bulls bring a dollar up to 119. 2 to 4 year old bred cows, 1125 to 1350. With the 5 to 8 year old bred cows, 950 to 1250. 9 and older bred cows, 950 to 960. 2 to 8 year old pairs, 1250 to 1710. Feeder steers, steady to 4 higher. Heifer calves and steer calves, 7 to 10 higher. Steer cattle, 4 to 450 steers, 219 to 226. 5 to 550, $2 to 217. 6 to 650, 189 to 195.50. We sold a string of black steers, went 597, bring 206. 7 to 750, bring 160 to 176.5. 8 to 850, 154.75 to 165. 9 to 950, 142 up to 150 and a quarter, and 977 to 992, 136 to 139.50. Hunter heifers, 350 to 4 weight heifers, 194 to 202, 4 to 450, 177 to 195, 5 to 550, 173 up to 187, 6 to 650, 158 to 167, 7 to 750, 146 to 151.5, 8 to 850, 132 to 143.50, and 10 heifers weighing at 986, bring 121.5. 24 heifers, black heifers to breed, weighing 796, bring 155. Very good market. Killing cows, very good. Topping at 92 with grazers and feeders, extremely good price. We have a special bred cow pair and bull sale. That's Tuesday, April the 12th. Send us a video of your cattle. We'll put it on Facebook, plus put it in the hallway of the sale barn. Thanks again, Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Complete nutrition for every animal, that's what you'll find in Hi-Pro Feeds. At Hi-Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer. Providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks, see their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. That's HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
-66 degrees. And you know, Fridays, I hate Fridays because I get rude texts sent in to me. This is the reason why I don't take live calls, because I might cuss. Anyways, guy sends me a picture sitting in his Ranger out doing something with the cattle, drinking cold beer. So I hate you right now, mister. But anyway, 66 degrees, 30% humidity, south winds at 20 miles an hour, wind gust 26. Today, 50% chance of rain, 69 for a high. Winds will be out of the south at 20, 23 miles an hour like it is now. Tonight, 70% chance of rain showers. Tomorrow, we got 69 for a high. Sunday, 78. Sunday night, 30% chance of rain with a low of 46. And we have 50% chance of rain on Monday, which is good. 62 for a high. 40% chance of rain Monday night. And mostly sunny, 76 degrees coming up with you on Tuesday. And we got all kinds of people calling and texting in right now. Let's see what we got here. There we go. Yeah, you get this deal here. Man, these guys are just sending in wrong numbers. Oh, sorry, wrong number. Hey, your beer's chilling in the cooler. But anyway, it was the wrong number. Whatever. Okay, I've been wanting to do this report all week, so I'm going to do it before I get back into the donations and the fire relief for up there at the Durham Fire or the Warsaw River Fire Complex Fire. How's that? I'll get it straight if you want me to be technical. Well, estrus synchronization often is used in the artificial insemination industry, the AIN. So here's what's going on. If a calf is born on day 1 versus day 21, There's 50 pounds weight difference at weaning weight time. If a calf is born on day one versus day 42, there is 100 pounds difference in the calf at weaning. If a calf is born on day one versus day 60, it's 150 pounds difference. Well, you guys have heard me talk about the way we did these heifers as an experiment that I calved out this winter. We put cedars in them. We got everything ready like we were just going to AI them. And then I pulled the cedars loose in 35 head. I put four bulls in there for 5 days, pulled three of them after 5 days, left one in there for 21 more days, and pulled that bull. So in two heat cycles, I got 29 of the 35 bred. This was an experiment. And so this is what we're talking about here. The difference in the weight of when they was born and when they was weaned makes a world of difference. So typically, we do not talk about synchronization with natural service operations. However, it still can be a very useful management technique in natural service situations. A common question is, can my bull effectively breed each cow or heifer when everybody comes in heat at once? The answer is yes. Bulls should have the experience, and this is 3 years and older, have a BCS of at least 6 and have a scrotum circumference of at least 34 centimeters. The bull should also have been through a breeding soundness exam. If the bull has each of these characteristics, he will be able to breed 11 cows per day. The economic implications of synchronization can be seen when you bring a potload of calves to the market. Larger groups of like type and like size cattle bring more money. The value difference in a potload size of group versus smaller groups can be seen nearly daily in sales across the state and the United States. The table above shows the potential of different size calves born to cows that were not synchronized and outlines calves' ways between calves born in the first cycle versus calves born in the other cycles. Obviously, calves born in a shortened calving season will be more uniform in size and weight. And I'm going to tell you what, it's so wonderful to go out there. These heifers we calved out here that I'm partners with these people on, it's so, you know, there's one or two that were a little different size, that especially the couple of the heifers that were really small when they were born. It's so nice to go out there and watch all these calves that were born in a 3-week period, 20-something of them, 28 of them, 27 of them, and go out there. They're all the same size. They look so pretty. And they're all except for a couple are solid black. They're just nice, but they're the same size. For example, during the week of October 26, 2021, two groups of steers that were the same breed, color, with similar management were sold at the same sale on the same day. One group of 14 steers weighed 588 pounds and brought 150 per hundredweight for a total of $885 per head. And remember, this is October last year. The cattle market was down a little bit there. Another group of 90 steers weighed 589 and brought 164.25 per hundredweight. That's a total value of $967 per head. That is a difference of $82 per head just for having a potload of calves, and also they're all basically the exact same size. One of the ways to make your calf crop more similar in weight is synchronization. Whether you employ artificial AI-ing or natural breeding, in this article, you're going to discuss how the estrus synchronization and natural breeding programs, these three protocols, we'll discuss the details and the pros and cons of all of them. Well, I'm just going to discuss a couple of them. The MGA is labeled for suppression of the estrus in heifers and is not approved for use in mature cows. So you can't use that. But you can feed it to get them to come into cycle in a 14-day period and not just a 2 or 3-day period. But that's something you need to check in on. It's called MGA. Check that in. And because one of the challenges of that doing the MGA is making sure that every animal, heifer, that you have in there gets the same amount of the MGA. So it's one of those deals. The cedar protocol. I believe in this one. The use of cedar is another way to synchronize estrus. Cedars are vaginal inserts that contain progesterone, somewhere in there, however you pronounce that. I'm sorry, I'm not good at pronouncing those kind of words. But anyway, they work with doing some stuff. You put them in there and they spread out and it gets everything in cycle. But the cedar produces a low amount of that that prevents estrus from occurring. Cedars are inserted and 7 days later are removed from the cow. The bull can be turned in with the females on day 7 when the cedar is pulled, and females should be in heat with 1 to 10 days later. Or you can give them a shot and they'll all come into heat in basically 48 to 72 hours later. Believe me, when we gave those heifers a shot out there and pulled those cedars, yeah, it was not pretty when I showed up about 48 hours later with 4 bulls and 35 heifers in there. The use of cedars is more expensive option and requires a female to be sent through the chute twice, and it's not a big deal. I mean, we got the facilities right there to insert and remove the cedar. However, like I did a couple years ago, I caked the cows and I just walked in right behind them, pulled the cedars out, and I didn't have to run them in the chute. But you got to have the tame cows and know which one kicks and which one don't. But the cows will do a lot of crazy stuff for a bag of cake. But anyway, synchronizing and natural beating cattle programs can positively have an effect on the bottom line. And I'm telling you, if you go out there and look at those calves that I've been bragging about on my heifers, they look so great. But anyway, it's worth trying if you got the facilities to, is to, like me, insert the cedars, pull the cedars 7 to 10 days later, give them a shot, put them in heat, turn 2 bulls loose, 4 bulls loose, whatever you can do, and you're done. And then you'll know when your calves are going to be born. You don't have to sit there and wonder for 60 to 90 days through 3 or 4 heat cycles. When's this calf going to be born? So either way, if you don't want to AI and do the semen thing and all that, and you want to do it with your bull, you can still synchronize them. So anyway, we got a text message. Yeah, I need cold beer myself. Oh, he struck out with killing worms in his alfalfa field again. Them worms and those alfalfa weevils, man, they're coming on strong. It's that time of the year, you got to keep an eye out on it. Well, back before I lose time here, back to our deal for the Durham fire again. One of the drop zones is south of the hitching post in Durham, right there, straight south of Durham. John Haven, 580-497-7061. He's in charge of that drop zone. And then Jennifer York, as far as I know, the drop zone is still 2 miles east of Durham. 580-210-6321 to call Jennifer. And I'm pretty sure you can get on the Roger Mills County Emergency Management page, and they've got them numbers on there. And anything else you probably need to know about that deal. Matter of fact, I was on there earlier, and Watonga Fire Department has one bad to the bone fire truck. I think it's probably it's not a 1-ton. It's got to be a ton and a half, or maybe it's a lightweight 2-ton. But that thing looked awesome with those big old tires on there. Great job, Watonga. And next week, I'll have a list of all the fire departments that participated in this, because there's a bunch of them. They come from all over Oklahoma and Texas, and I think there was a couple of units maybe from Kansas, but I could have read that wrong. But anyway, we know there was from Oklahoma and Texas. All right, here's some places that you can call and donate by buying some cake for these people. Row Grain and Feed, Smith Ag Center in Cheyenne, the Sayre Co-op in Sayre, the Elk City's Farmers Co-op in Elk City, Atwood's in Elk City, the Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma, the Mangum Feed and Grain Store there in Mangum. And big shout out to all these people helping I don't know if anybody's ordering anything from all of them, but it doesn't matter. We gave them a place to go to, and looks like Atwoods has been selling quite a bit, and Mangum Feed and Grain. Thank you, Clint. He actually donated 2 pallets, and Bradley and Nelson Britton Farms, they went down there and bought 2 more pallets from him. So they got 4 pallets on a truck, and they're coming by Atwoods and getting some more. And the Elk City Farmers Co-op, that gentleman I was telling you about yesterday, Michael Freeman, I believe that was it without looking it up, he bought basically a 0.5 pallet. And another gentleman texted in on the show today, he's donating $300. And then again, we got Elk City Livestock and Western Oklahoma Livestock Barns. That is a dumping place if you can't get it all the way to Durham. You can dump it there, and Brandon promised me he'll get the hay up there to where it needs. And all the hay that was brought in yesterday is gone. It's already gone. And we're trying to get some more cake to going, because some of this hay, not a lot of hay left. They're giving some straw out, and the cattle, that rice straw is 3-4%. But anyway, they'll eat it with some cake. So we're going to give them everything that we can. Everybody's giving them everything you can. You guys have a great weekend. And if you want to join the convoy tomorrow, 10 o'clock on 183 there right next to the Sale Park. We'll be heading north at 10 o'clock. God bless. It's Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
It's loaded with action and suspense.
This is KECO, Elk City.